Good morning. We're here. Rolim Chayel Mehilchos Shabbos Klal Chapeis the Malachim Malabein, and we're starting Siman Gimel. Imayim bebeged shum lichluch. Yesharim the filahok yishvuzuz al kibusa bechayev. Even though the garment is totally clean, there's an opinion in the Rishonim which says that we still apply the rule of shvuzuz al kibusa, and a person who would do that on Shabbos would be chayev for the malacha of Malabein. V'yesharim, however, there's a second opinion which says kibun shabeged naki. Since you're dealing with a clean baggage, Larmina Shrios is al kibusa upater. That we do not say Shrios al kibusa if the baggage is clean, so it's not an issue to rice. Are there any Yisurim Drabonin in this situation? So the Chayyim is going to introduce the following point. When a garment gets soaked through, you want it to dry. It wasn't uncommon to take the garment and wring it out, get the water out, and then the garment will dry more quickly. So Chazal said we cannot make a baggage wet because of gzeira that you might come to do skita. If you have a baggage which you do not mind if it's wet, you have a shmata which you use a lot of times with a lot of water, you let it just sit there. So we're not gerzer that you might come to do skita because you don't mind that it's sitting wet. But a garment which a person would mind the fact that it's wet, we have a concern that there's a gzera, he might come to do skita. See, even if you say there's no din of the malacha, the raisa of kibus, by a clean garment, there's still going to be a siddur abonon because you might come to do skita. Kamakam. Even according to this opinion, it's not the rise of the kulyama, also the tinal of mayim. Mirabon, you can't put a large amount of water on it because there's rin and shema yischa because you're afraid the person might squeeze it out. And therefore, if that's the reason why it's also, if you have a type of a garment you do not mind that it gets wet, you don't mind that it sits in this large amount of water, the large amount of water is sitting in the garment. So then there's no gzer shema yischa. So the Chayyim says, combining these thoughts, we have the following chumrah. So you have a table, let's say there's no tablecloth, you have a table, and something's wet, spilled on the table. So no problem, I'll go get something to absorb the liquid, put a baguette on the table, put something on the table to absorb the liquid. So now you have a large amount of liquid in this cloth. So are you allowed to do that? Because of the concern that you might come to squeeze out the water afterwards, because you don't like the water being in this cloth. If water is spilled on the table, you want to wipe it up with a bag of shemak b'dolav. Same as a shemata, you don't mind if the shemata remains wet, no problem. But if you have no shemata that's available, you have no towels available. So it's okay, I'll use my shirt. But you don't want your shirt to be wet. Maybe even a towel. If a towel, you don't mind if it's wet. It depends. Some people do, some people don't. So you cannot be mekaneach. You cannot wipe up the spill. Bebegah shemak b'dolav. Da'al gav d'hugam kein derech lichluch. So m'manosh, ikomachem im yeshel amayim rubim, cheshid and shem yischid. So we have the two truths of Matthias. Either if it's a clean garment, you do not say shius al kibusai. It's not kibus that way. It's a clean garment. Or if it's derech lichluch, you don't say there's a problem of kibus. And it definitely is derech lichluch. You're dirtying the towel. So we've solved the skita problem, the raisa, memanoshach. But the problem is if there's a large amount of water, we're goes in shemi yischait. So lo yinagav, b'chein lo yinagav b'mapa, kosher shepi and tsar, the machmas dochon nischa tamayim. And another example of this concept is if you're drying out a bottle which has a narrow neck, and you put a cloth inside to stuff it in to dry it out. So as you pull it out, the cloth which has absorbed the water inside of the bottle, now, because of the small area that it's forced to pull through, it will squeeze out the water. So there's going to be a skiza taking place. So you should not use that for the purpose of drying out the bottle. A few points you want to add in this Siman Bes Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.